This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not only is the federal individual tax filing deadline pushed back this year, May 17th, as you might have heard, is the new deadline. Just yesterday, the IRS gave people more time to contribute to their health and retirement accounts as well. But there is one tax deadline that is staying put. April 15th is the due date for a lot of businesses to pay their estimated taxes for the first quarter of this year. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, it has not been so easy for businesses to figure out how much they owe.
Estimated taxes are paid quarterly on income that isn't subject to withholding. They're paid by a lot of smaller businesses and self-employed people like Jackie London, who runs a public health consultancy in Denver, Colorado. This quarter, she says,
I'm putting that off as long as possible just to be able to save up what I'm estimating I will need.
Last year, London says she had a surprisingly good fourth quarter, but that meant she owed more in taxes than she expected. So now she's setting aside cash that she would have otherwise spent on a website or marketing.
It does get harder to really kind of justify that rather than just saving it and using it to pay for taxes or to make sure that I have a good buffer.
Estimated taxes are usually predictable, says Nicole Davis, owner of Butler Davis Tax and Accounting in Atlanta. But this year, she says many businesses aren't sure what to expect. And some, like her hospitality clients, are still struggling.
They just don't have the cash to make the payments because they're using all their money to support the business.
But some businesses that have managed to hang on through the pandemic are finally at a point where they can afford to set aside money for taxes. Randy George is co-owner of Red Hen Baking Company in Vermont.
Most of us, we're not shuttered completely, are okay from a cash flow perspective because we got the second round of the PPP.
George says he's using his 2019 budget to figure out how much he'll owe in estimated taxes this year. 2020, he says, just isn't a helpful guide. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.